Oh, hey. You're awake. I thought you'd still be in bed after the party last night. Looks like you've been up for a while, though. Did you get any sleep last night, bro? Yeah, things finally got quiet down here around 4 a.m. That's when I had enough of the hot boy and kicked him out. You must have sent your girl home early. Hopefully, after you hooked up. Wait, are you saying you didn't have sex last night? What happened to the cute girl I saw you flirting with? She was all over you, hanging on your every word. It looks like you had it locked up. That's why I went ahead and took Hot Boy to my room. It's okay. I'm sure you'll have better luck next time. Maybe we can throw another party. Well, not if you're gonna sulk about it. Sometimes it just doesn't work out. Why don't I take you to lunch to make you feel better? Come on, dude, my treat. Let me get dressed and we'll head out. Come in. Hey, bro. Glad to see you. You barely said a word during lunch. That's why I suggested a nap. You're ready to talk now? Look, I get it, okay? We were both supposed to get laid last night, and it just didn't happen for you. That's life, you know? You struck out. It's a bit of bad luck or whatever. That's not what you're upset about? Well, what is it then? Are you jealous that I finally had sex and you didn't? Because if so, that's so stupid. You're the one that didn't even try to sleep with her. That was the whole reason we threw the party, to get laid. Did you suddenly lose interest instead of your V card? Yeah, you saw me head to my room with Hot Boy. So what? That was the plan. Before you get too jealous or whatever, you should know that it wasn't all that great on my end. Well, if you aren't jealous of me having sex before you did, I'm lost, bro. To be honest, having sex with him was kind of a disappointment. I mean, he wasn't bad at it or anything. It just seemed like he was more interested in doing it and not as much about who he was doing it with. It felt like he didn't really care that I was there. He definitely didn't make me come or even make an effort to, I don't think. This might sound dumb, but I almost feel like I got cheated a little. Everyone says your first time is supposed to be special, you know? He basically used me and my body as a masturbation aid. He definitely didn't care about my needs like you do. Once we were alone, I was less into him than I thought I would be, too. It felt off, you know? Like it wasn't right. Not like it does when we practice. Maybe it's just better when you're intimate with someone you really care about. Someone you love. Anyway, you shouldn't be jealous of him. Obviously, that doesn't make you feel any better. I'm trying my best here, but I can see you're still upset with me, even if I don't understand why. So, this is where we do a feelings check, okay, bro? I don't know quite how to put this. I know we said this stuff was just practice, but We've done some things together that are, well, pretty intimate, even for a brother and sister. I mean, I was the first girl to suck your cock. That had to have an effect about the way you feel about me. Is that what's going on with you? You don't have to answer if you don't want to. It's okay. What I was really wondering was if you still wanted to do stuff together anyways. There's just so much for us to try that I didn't do with Hot Boy, that I didn't want to do with him. I still want us to learn stuff together. So do you still want to have our practice sessions? There's a smile I've been missing all day. Talk about a silver lining. Well, should we get to work then? What would you say to a little more blowjob practice for starters? But not here in my room. Let's use our parents' bed again. I'll just grab a quick shower and get ready. Meet you there in 15 minutes. Cool? Okay, I'm ready. You? Cool. Lay down on the bed and get comfortable. I'll get next to you, but we still have a couple things to talk about first. I'm gonna kneel in front of you before we get started. Last night, with Hot Boy, I played with it a little bit, but just enough to get him going. And I made him wear a condom. Only my brother gets to feel my wet mouth on his bear cock. Only you get to feel me slowly and seductively drag my perfect tits down the length of your body. See me staring into your eyes as my soft hands give you a tight little squeeze around your dick. Just so we're on the same page here, it's the same rules as before, okay? I'm gonna suck your cock, but only if you don't come. It's gonna feel like last time, but better. I want to do it really, really good. And I'm worried that now we're both so into it, it might be a little too good, you know? So you have to tell me if you think you're gonna come. This is just practice, remember? As long as you understand that, we can get started. But first, I'm gonna get your warm, heavy balls nice and wet with my mouth. You like that, don't you, big boy? How's my dirty talk? I started saying silly porn star lines last night just to spice things up with Hot Boy, but you know what? With you, it's kind of hot to act a little slutty. I'm glad your dick seems to agree. No, I'm gonna focus on the head for a little bit. And swirl my tongue right over this sensitive spot for a little while. Stop. Why should I stop? Oh, your cock is aching, huh? I guess I shouldn't put it back in my mouth then. And I definitely shouldn't take it down my throat in a single move. How was that? No, it wasn't. It wasn't too much or anything. I just didn't expect it to go so far in. My twin brother has a big cock. And I guess my throat can take it. Are you doing okay? Not getting too close? How about some more of those? Tongue swirls before we move on. Oh my gosh. You're starting to twitch like last time. I think that's enough then. We don't want to overdo it. Last time you got so close to coming in my mouth. And since you haven't come in over 24 hours, you might not have as much control over yourself as you normally do. If I suck much longer, well, I just don't think we can take that risk. Calm down, bro. We're not done quite yet. After everything that happened last night, I think you deserve something special. Get up for a sec so I can lay down on the bed. Face down. I want to practice something I saw in, well, in a porno once. Shut up. It was just some spammy clickbait thing, but it was super hot, to be honest. Now, I need you to get on top of me. Yes, I'm serious. Grab the bottle of lube off the nightstand and, like, straddle me. Position yourself so your cock is just below my ass. No, dude, we're not having sex. I have something else in mind. Now lube up. We're gonna go for a fun ride. Now rub your cock between my butt cheeks. Squeeze them around your dick with your hands. Harder. Really grab my ass, dude. If you hadn't struck out, maybe this is what you could have been doing with that girl at the party. There we go. Now you need to, like, hump me. Yeah. Like that. Go slow at first. Press yourself tight against my ass. Use your whole weight to press me to the bed, bro. Mm-hmm. Oh, this feels so good. My pussy is grinding down into the bed at the same rhythm. We can go faster if you want. And harder. Ah, there you go. Just like that. You're lucky you have a twin sister with such a nice round ass, huh? Mm-hmm. Just like I'm lucky to have a twin brother with such a perfect cock. Oh, wow. You do like this. You're going so much faster now and so much harder. Don't overdo it. You can't come, remember? This is just practice. Practice for when you fuck someone like this. Practice on me, bro. That's it. Show your sister how you do it. Show me how you'd fuck me. Show me how you'd use my body. Oh my god. You're pounding me into the bed so hard. We're not even really doing it. You're just humping my ass cheeks like crazy. This is so hot, but please be careful. You can't come. You'll still be able to stop if you need to, right? I can't believe this is happening. I've never seen you like this. Taking control. Showing me how much you want me. You see me like this. It's just so wrong and so hot. What was that? Your cock slipped out from between my ass cheeks. It's too far down, bro. Your cock, it's rubbing against my pussy. Please try to focus. Don't rub it back and forth. You're right there. You can't keep doing that. Please don't. We can't. Not there. So close to being inside. Please. Please, I'm begging you. Okay. Okay, that's enough. Put it back between my ass cheeks. We've got to slow down. We almost went too far. I know it feels good. So good, but I don't want to regret this. Just go again and slower this time. And don't let your cock slip out again. Even on accident, dude. There you go. Pumping your thick cock between my cheeks. This is so nice, too. It's slow and loving. It feels more connected, more intimate. Can you imagine what it would feel like to fuck me slowly, just like this? Imagine yourself driving in and out of me, sinking your cock deep inside with each thrust. Inside me, inside your twin sister. If we were doing that, you'd feel the pressure of my pussy gripping down on your dick instead of my slick ass. But I'm not just some girl you met at a party, you know. This wouldn't be meaningless sex. You'd look down and see my face. I'm the one you've known all your life. It's me and you. And that makes it special. If we had sex, I wouldn't let you wear a condom on that big, beautiful dick. Feeling your cock slipping in and out of my tight little pussy is worth the risk. You're worth it. Your cock inside me wouldn't be safe for either of us, but I know we couldn't bring ourselves to stop. And it would feel so good. Too good. So long. Oh my god, bro, are you about to come on me for real? You are. Oh my god, you're coming all over my ass. Fine then, keep going. Pump it all up and down my ass cheeks, all over my lower back. Come on me. Come for me. For your twin sister. Shit. I wanted this to be special, but we got carried away. You better get off me, bro. I need to clean up. Before I get in the shower, I need to say something. This really should be the last time we practice. We've just crossed too many lines already, dude. Especially the big one. You just came all over me. I love you, bro, but we can't do this. Not anymore.